Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, this week on Always Aggravated, I'm excited about it. One thing I love but don't love the state of is movies. It is our summer movie blowout. Everyone's involved. Highest grossing films ever. The type of movie I just don't see is the most popular. And we give you a preview of the biggest films being made this summer to see if we actually need to get to the theater. It's up next on Always Aggravated. So, naturally, the motivation for a lot of what we do comes in our show meetings and, as Roberto likes to call them, our pitch meeting for the pod. He feels like he's a big Hollywood producer. But we all are fans of movies, and it's something we haven't spent a lot of time on with the pod. Obviously, episode one was our celebration of Roadhouse, so you can go back and listen to that. I know Roberto had his... What episode was Casino?
I don't know.
How am I going to get your money now? Yeah. Bottom line is we all love movies and TV. But one area, and I want to make sure I don't alienate anybody, I'm not making fun of you. It's just one area I don't understand, and I, sadly, maybe I'm an alien. I don't get the comic book movies, so I'm not making fun of Robert Downey as Iron Man or, what is it? Who the hell played Spider-Man? The guy who cried. What the hell was his name?
Tobey Maguire was the first. I can't remember who this new guy is.
And I'm being serious with you. As a part of our summer movie preview, this is part of my issue with movies today. I feel like every movie is now a comic book movie. So that screws me over because they're just not my thing. And you've got a list, apparently, of the top 20 popular ones. Roberto, I don't know that I've seen any of these.
No, this is a list of every Marvel movie made, and there's, what, 25 at this point?
There are 22.
22. So it's never even occurred to you to, hey, let me check out what this is about. No. Let me see Infinity War, here's Avengers.
Why, here's why, though, okay? Here's why. It's a lot like the first time in your life, whether you're in high school, college, or hell, my dad has never walked inside of a gym. But, like, the first time you walk into a gym in life, it's intimidating. You're like, I don't know what any of this stuff is. What do I do? And there are people yelling. Like,
that's why I don't go now.
That's
the reasoning. That's how you can
justify. But no. I'm making a point that the Marvel movies are intimidating in that standpoint. Like, I wouldn't know where to start. Like, what the hell's the difference between Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor Ragnarok or whatever the fuck it is.
Ragnarok.
Whatever. I don't know what. I wouldn't even know the entry point for this stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, I took my kids to see Endgame. Yeah, I was on the fence like you were because I didn't know some of the characters I didn't really know. And I haven't seen all the movies. I'm kind of behind. You know what I mean? So, but it was good. And it doesn't really matter. I think with these movies, you can pick it up wherever you pick it up. Even if it's on TV.
Well, the other problem is, as a kid, it wasn't that I didn't like comic books. It's that comic books weren't cheap. In the early 90s, comic books had kind of hit this resurgence. Spider-Man, Wolverine, X-Men, and then, of course, Punisher would have been the four. If I could have bought them every month, I would have. They were really cool. The artwork, like, here, fun note about me. If I didn't end up doing radio, I probably would have pursued a career being a cartoonist or being in art. Like, that was my thing as a kid. Drawing, cartoons, caricature, comic books. Loved it. I used to buy the comics and then try to emulate the pictures. That was my only exposure, though. Like, Roberto's going, oh, yeah, no problem. Just sit down and watch Captain America Civil War. I wouldn't know who the people are.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't know. You know what it's like, Roberto, if I asked you to sit down and go, here, do me a favor. Turn on Serie A and just watch two random Italian soccer teams play. You don't know any of the players.
Yeah, I would be.
You don't know who these people are. I'd find
something in there to.
You'd be scanning the crowd for chicks.
You could say that about an average Lions game, though, and Roberto would have no idea who the guys are.
Actually, yes. That'd be Roberto's experience with the NBA playoffs.
I try.
All right, so go ahead. I am all ears. I'm interested to see what these movies bring in, which I know is tons. So
David gave me this list. This is the highest grossing films of all time.
Yes.
All right, so you're meaning to tell me that Endgame is the second highest grossing film of all time?
Yes, and it's still in theaters today. So it's going to probably be number one real soon.
Start from 25 on down, and I'll tell you what I've seen. And then I think it would explain part of the problem here. So you've got... Wow, 8 of these are Marvel movies.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
8 of the top 25.
So 25 was Skyfall, mm-hmm. Fabulous James Bond movie. We all agree there. Everybody good?
I've never seen any current James Bond movies.
I've seen
since the 90s.
And I'm the weirdo? all right, so Captain Marvel 1, no clue. Would have to go back and watch. $1.12 billion?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. And it's still in theaters because it came out in March.
Lord of the Rings, never seen one.
Never seen one.
$1.12 billion. Transformers, Dark of the Moon.
I don't know the difference.
Is that the one with Megan Fox? I've seen that Transformers.
I don't know. Think so. I don't know.
Megan Fox was an absolute rocket in that movie. Aquaman, no interest, $1.14 billion.
Another superhero movie.
You're right. Okay, so hold on.
But that's
not Marvel.
That's DC.
But can we put comic book genre?
Sure.
Because this is speaking to something about society when half of the movies, essentially, all time, are based in the comic book hero realm.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America Civil War. I know everyone thought Captain America was sexy. I couldn't name the actor. I know ladies loved him.
Oh, he is.
Captain Wow. Minions, $1.16 billion.
Now, that surprised me.
It's a good one.
It's a kid's movie. Yeah.
Original Despicable Me. I took, my kid's sister to go see it?
That's a good one.
Solid flick. I'm not going to lie to you. Iron Man 3. I know that's Robert Downey Jr. $1.25 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Fast and the Furious, this is a stunner to me. This is Fast and Furious, and it's saying 2017. What was that, part 10?
Fate of the Furious.
Yeah, they've done like 15 of them.
They have another one coming out, spinoff, this year.
I've never seen one. I have no interest.
I saw the original, and that was enough for me.
Right.
That's just for me. Mm-hmm. I don't crave any more Vin Diesel.
I'm with you there.
Frozen. Now, I have seen Frozen.
I have not.
I have a niece. If you haven't seen Frozen, you're not alive.
We have boys, so.
Half of her Christmas presents were Frozen themed.
I believe that.
You should have seen me at the Disney store. My head was spinning. I'm looking around, and I just kept asking my wife. I go, is this Frozen? I go, it's blue. It's a lady in a dress. Like, is this Frozen?
And they haven't done a second one, which I'm surprised, because it is so popular.
But the problem is, these are all from the last, oh, no, they're not. 1997. I'll get to that one. All right, hold on. So Jurassic World, $1.31 billion. Star Wars, another series I don't care about, $1.33 billion. Harry Potter, don't give a shit, $1.34 billion.
Never seen one either.
Me neither.
Black Panther.
Yes.
$1.35 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized it was that popular.
Yes.
I need to watch this?
You would love that if you watched it. I'm telling you.
Why is that?
The technology that's in that movie, so great.
The story is great. Everything's great.
And that is the first black superhero, correct?
Well, you could say Blade might be, but Black Panther.
Who the hell's Blade?
Blade was the character that Wesley Snipes played.
Or I would say maybe Superfly, Blackula, those are other popular.
Sweetback's badass song. All right, so back to Black Panther. Is that the first one on the list to see?
Yeah, you could start with that, and you'd be fine.
You would be.
All right, Avengers. I know there have been 20 of these. I can't name an
There's
Avenger.
There's
not 20 Avengers movies. There are 3 Avengers
movies. Is Captain America Captain America an Avenger, or are the Avengers Captain America?
They're all Avengers, actually.
But yet they were able to do Captain America movies.
Those are solo movies. Like, we have X-Men that are all of them. And then you have Wolverine, which is a solo film now, of that character.
Okay, so it's interesting. And I know there's an irony in this, a deep irony. As I'm a Spartan and I hate the Wolverines, I loved Wolverine, the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
He was a badass.
Yes,
and
he
was. And the artwork was simply spectacular. How is the Wolverine movies not on here?
You know what? I wonder that myself. I'm not sure how that didn't make the top 25.
Where are the X-Men movies? They didn't.
What year would that have been?
Bro, I don't
know. X-Men was the early 2000s, right?
See, but that's the thing, guys. There's one movie on this list that's from a while ago in 1997. It's like what we talk about in the NFL, right? These new contracts, it's inflation. They're all going to be more in recent times.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're the best best 25 moves of all time.
Well,
it's
here's what
inflation.
I'll do. I will make a commitment to watch Black Panther.
Please,
okay?
Do.
But here's the other thing you'll need to do is that when you put this out, you need to poll the people. And I will let them select the other movie on this list that I need. I will dedicate two movie slots to this nonsense. I will. All right, a quick break just to talk about our launch sponsor. It's the D Las Vegas. You're looking to get away, relax, have a good time. D Las Vegas has everything you need. I mean, hell, we're there every March for March Madness. And as I've said before, there ain't no better setup. On the strip, off the strip, it don't matter. Go to the D, go to that chalet upstairs. It ain't nothing better. Bottom line, next time you go to Vegas, check out the D.com. Completely renovated. Downtown is not what you remember. Hell of a lot of new places. It's a damn good time. There's really no other way to put it. And again, the D has everything you need. You're not going to spend a ton of money on the room. Take that money and go do fun things with it. Do what Sully does. Make a bunch of losing basketball bets. Or for Sully, fall asleep on the horse racing machine on the second floor vintage casino. The bottom line, the D's got it all. They got the sports book. They got the long bar. They got it all. Check it out, thed.com, to book your stay today. It's thed.com, the D Las Vegas. And as you know, it is your home for Detroit sports in Vegas. The one movie from the 90s that has made the list, Titanic.
That's crazy.
That shows you what a force that movie was.
Yeah.
For now, and they didn't retabulate for inflation, did they?
No, not
that's
this
the only
list.
Movie pre 2011 on this list.
$2.19 billion.
I don't understand why this is on the list for number three when everyone knew what was going to happen. We all knew about the Titanic before the movie,
and I stand by it. I still think Rose is a selfish bitch. She let Jack freeze to death. There was enough room on that board. They could have taken turns and could have got to morning. And instead, she sat there, took a nappy, and Jack froze to death.
That's right.
That's bullshit.
Is it wrong that I would have kicked Rose off and I would have just been on there myself and let her freeze?
David would have waited until she took a nap. He would have taken her head and he would have put it underwater. David would have murdered Rose.
I'm selfish.
By the way, fun note, and this is one I always joke around with, my middle sister. An absolute, she was probably 10 or 11 years old when that movie came out. She was obsessed, not only with the movie and DiCaprio, but the soundtrack. Do you know how many times
heard
Celine Dion bellowing from her room across the hall from mine? I wanted my parents to build like a shack behind the garage so my sister could move there and I would never have to listen to this shit again. She had every poster she had, and I know, Mike, go ahead and laugh. Compact discs. She had it all.
What's that, like a cassette? What is that?
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember being like in high school and around that time and you know, girls in my grade they'd seen it 5 times, oh, 6 times, 7 times. No wonder it made so much damn money.
No,
you're right.
Never stopped. And the number one movie of all time, and this is stunning to me because I thought this movie was trash.
Hate it.
Avatar. How did Avatar pull in $2.8 billion?
I get, what? It was the first of its kind in terms of like CGI.
No, but it was bullshit. It was like it was like Smurfs for adults.
Yes, storyline was awful.
There's no plot. There was a lot of running around and seizure-inducing special effects. I couldn't believe at the end of this 3-hour odyssey that I actually watched it. But it was in 2009. People were like, "Oh, bro, you haven't seen Avatar? Oh, you're an asshole." And I'm like, "It's not my thing. Oh, you got to watch it. It's unbelievable." I watched it, and I sat there with. Obviously, my girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, "What just happened? what did we just do for 3 hours?"
That's why I'm so. They've taken it back a little bit. So, like, the Avengers movies are really cool; has a lot of cool effects in it. but it's just more sprinkled in. And,
yes.
And you know what I mean? You don't really think about that.
I will commit.
They're so good at it, they make you forget about
but
CGI.
But this is the problem. Now, I'll commit to Black Panther.
Yes.
And I will commit to one of these other films. Sully, you can get it to the people on social media. But here's my thing. Roberto's about to do the movies that are coming out this summer, and it defines what my problem is. Every movie is superhero, CGI, etc. Hold on now. Listen to me. This is my big gripe, and here's get off my lawn guy. I love movies that are real stories. I love actors. I like deep plots. Like, okay, great movie, No Country for Old Men. They don't make movies like that.
Like
no
drama.
Yeah. Like all the movies you grow up loving, right? Like, okay, Rounders is an unbelievable late 90s movie. It would never be made today. Never. You know why? Because movies have gone the way of music. Remember how I've always said to you, you don't make albums no more, you make singles.
Sure.
You want those clicks, you want those downloads, etc. Movies is the same deal. Now, I get it. It's a business, and you got to make money. But every movie, if it can't bring you $500 million, they ain't going to make it.
Yep.
So my question is, how many great stories are not even being made right now? And I think it's a direct correlation to why I no longer go to the movies. There are no movies that are like, wow, I got to leave my house and I got to go sit with a bunch of strangers and probably pay $14 for a cup of coffee to watch this. I ain't doing that for Black Panther.
Well, and I also think it's like sports, too, though, where the at-home experience with how many movies and new movies you can stream is so much better as well.
That's fair. Well, plus, Sully operates a bootleg operation at his house. Sully's got his little, like, saw that movie 6 months ago. I go, how? It doesn't come out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sully.
But, like, don't you agree? Tell me if you agree with this or not, though. Yeah, these new stories and new movies aren't coming out, but I say within the next 10 years, you're going to see a remake of Goodfellas.
No.
You're going to see a remake of Raging Bull.
I don't want to be a part of that
I'm
world.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you this. Raging Bull, one of the more overrated films. You can yell at me if you like. It's overrated.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No. See, you fell into my trap. We won't do this episode. When someone says something is overrated.
Doesn't mean you don't like.
Exactly. And your response can't be, no, it's actually good. No.
It is.
Raging Bull is talked about as if it is one of the five best films of all time, mm-hmm. which I argue vehemently it is not.
Right.
It can be good and still be overrated. That is all I am saying.
I agree with that.
Carry on.
But I'm just saying, these remakes drive me crazy, man. And I think it's just a matter of time before some real classic stuff they start screwing around
with. They remake Casino, I'm out.
Yeah, you could blame Marvel for what you're saying, though, about no real good movies being made, the storylines. It has to be a character movie because in 2008, when Iron Man came out, which was the first one, that was successful. And ever since then, they changed the game because, you know, you had Batman out, you had all these other things, but they weren't doing
this. I have seen that. Harvey, Two-Face,
Dark Knight, all that
Christian
stuff.
Harvey, those are great.
Batman, mm-hmm. The city needs a hero.
I endured it. I watched it.
But that series was dying until Marvel came out and they started being successful and changing the game.
What was great?
Everybody redid it.
What's great about the Marvel stuff is that at the end of the credits always leaves you with that, what they term the Easter egg, that they tease whatever the next thing's going to be.
Yes.
So it leaves you waiting until the next.
There's a mid-credit and a post-credit scene all the time.
Here's what's happened, though, with movies for a guy like me. You got two classifications. You got the kid shit, which is like Marvel, right? And all the superhero stuff. And then you got the Oscar snobby. What the fuck did I just watch?
Hate that.
Like the movie where the lady fucked a fish. The hell was that?
I was just thinking it.
What movie was that? The Color of Water?
Something about water. Yeah.
I couldn't believe I had taken 2 hours to watch that.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, three road signs on the way to your funeral or whatever it was. There was
Moonlight.
Nebraska was another one I watched. I thought Moonlight was absolutely terrible.
And it won. Yeah, one best picture.
I just thought Moonlight, again, it was all right, but like people were acting like, oh my God, it is unreal. So you have these two classifications of movies.
The Shape of Water, by the way.
Thank you for that. You know what it was? It was The Shape of Shit. That movie was terrible. My point is, the movies I want, I don't feel like are getting made anymore. And that's really sucks because I love movies.
Well, maybe some of these on this coming out this summer.
Like, you know what I need more? Okay, great example. I need more movies like The Departed.
Yeah.
Okay. I need more stuff where you are going, wow, look at this cast, look at this story. This was kick ass.
There's a couple on here.
All right, so give me the big movies coming out this summer, and let me see what I got a shot of seeing.
Okay, so I'll go in order by opening date.
Okay.
So one that I forgot that it was even out. It's out right now. It's been out for a few days on Netflix, is the Ted Bundy movie.
No interest.
So Joe Berlinger, who did the documentary that I loved, is now doing a movie where Zac Efron plays Ted Bundy. Looks exactly like him. Very creepy.
I thought the Ted Bundy tapes was tedious. I thought it was too drawn out. And I will tell you, you ended up, they almost, I don't want to say romanticized Ted Bundy, but it just, I have no need for 2 more hours of Ted Bundy. I'm done. I watched the Ted Bundy tapes. I would give that a C+. Next.
And then the other note on that is that James Hetfield from Metallica plays a cop in the movie. That's pretty cool.
James Hetfield ought to make more music and less acting.
No, just once every 10 years.
Yeah, thank you. And then argue and bicker like old ladies with each other. Release another album, God damn it.
You're billionaires.
Finally, the days are getting a little longer around here. Put those extra hours of sunlight to work by saving you more money. You can reduce your power bill with help from Power Home Solar, the number one residential solar provider in Michigan, one of the top solar installation companies in the nation. Power Home installs American-made panels, 30-year warranty, allowing you to own your power, not just rent it from the power company. As an official partner of the Lions, the company installed solar panels at Ford Field and Allen Park, and they seek to continue building a movement towards cleaner, greener energy by seeing if solar is right for your home. Go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com, or give them a call, 1-800-SOLAR-15, to schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power, own it, with help from Power Home Solar.
Here's one out May 17th. The commercials are all over TV. I've seen the trailer a bunch of times. John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum.
All right. Here's an interesting note. When I first heard Keanu Reeves, John Wick, I went, wow, Keanu Reeves still alive? And he's a horrible actor. But what people are saying is that the John Wick movies were kind of ignored, but they're really good.
That's what I hear.
They look like the action in this new one.
I know.
Cool.
So I do have this on my list.
Yeah.
I want to go. I'm not going to see the new one until I see the old ones. I'm going to give John Wick a spin here, though. People have said to me, you're missing out. They're really good.
Yeah, I've seen parts of it in the barbershop I go to. They play movies sometimes.
Wait, your barbershop plays movies?
Yeah, sure does. It depends on what's going on. If there's sports going on, we watch that.
I've always said it.
Summertime, we watch movies.
I've always said it, man. The black barbershop dominates the white barbershop. It dominates it. Better conversation, better skill. You're not seeing anybody walking out of a white barbershop with an Anthony Mason fade.
No, you don't
where
even
he's
talk.
Got designs.
You don't even talk in the white barbershop.
Yeah. You go to a barbershop.
It's like completely silent. It's like at the library.
The guy doesn't want to speak to you. He might grunt out an opinion about Notre Dame or something.
Yeah, right, some
bullshit. Give me $10. Get out.
Oh.
Black barbershop, there's passionate debates.
Yes.
There's the possibility of food, and apparently at David's shop, movies.
Yes, it is.
Are white people, A, allowed to go to a black barbershop, but B, can black barbers cut white people hair?
Yeah.
Because let's face it, there's a skill. There's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have a regular barber just roll in and cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different deal. Isn't it like separate training?
It is separate training. It's the same whatever, but we have white people that come through.
I think I would be a good candidate. Right, I think they could really help me.
You don't
me
have
out.
Any hair.
No, but no, that's why they could bick him.
Fade me.
He could bring
me,
in
like,
a picture of Telly Savalas.
Yeah,
they'd shave his head and hand him a lollipop.
Okay. Yeah.
David, could I come to the barbershop?
Sure can. I've seen him do your type of hair.
My type? Those people?
Those people.
Hold on a second. Now, I really want to do. Now, here's my question. They know who you are.
Of course.
Because you're opposite of me. You like to tell people
no,
who you
I don't.
Are.
I don't.
Do I have any enemies at the barbershop that would be holding some clippers?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, listen. Now, how do we set this up? What's the booking procedure?
I'll schedule it whenever we want to, whenever we want to go up there. I'll schedule.
I tell you what we'll do.
What do you have to do? Like, it's like a 2-month waiting list?
No. Well, that's what I want to see.
No.
I want to know that David's going to some bougie barbershop.
No.
Hold
on.
You can't just walk in.
So the next Saturday, I'll tell you what we'll do. The next time you are in need of a deep fade, I'll meet up with you.
Okay.
We'll go out with breakfast.
Let's go.
And I want to go to the black barbershop.
Let's do it.
I've always wanted to do this. This is exciting for
me. Let's do it.
And then I just want to argue about sports nonstop.
Oh, well, that's all we do.
Nonstop.
That's all we do.
I want somebody throwing a Barbasol can across the room. Yeah, I want excitement.
This past weekend, we debated Nuggets in Portland.
I'm in. See, I'm there for all of that.
It was great.
All right, that's going to be a future episode. It's my recap of the Black Barbershop. I want to do this. Because I'll tell you, they've been saving your ass for a couple of years.
If you were going to a white barber,
they would have just shaved your head. But I'll give it to you. Your barbershop, they're fighting for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because David's got that Durant going on.
Well, my barber that cuts my hair, fading. He's like family, so he's keeping me alive.
He's doing the best he can to keep the peak of the mountain under the clouds,
We'll get a schedule.
Let's move forward. Sorry, that was a sidebar.
So what you're saying is you're willing to wet your wick with John Wick.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm going to see it, but don't write off John Wick 3. Next.
All right. May 31st. Can't wait for this one. I'm definitely going to see this. Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
No.
Yeah.
Why
do we need another Godzilla movie? Right.
Why not?
You know what this is? They're running out of ideas.
Yes, they are.
These movies have to make $500 million or they're not making them.
Yep.
They're like, wow. Here's like right now, do you think Good Will Hunting would get made?
No.
No way.
No.
Oh, a story about two best friends and then they'd be like, what else you got? I don't know. I got Godzilla Part 17. Fuck it. Green light it.
Well, yeah. You know what's happening is that because our world is actually becoming like Idiocracy, the movie, where you sit down in a room with these people and you discuss a script like Good Will Hunting. They're going to be like, huh? Where's the monster?
Wait. So you're telling me in this movie, Scent of a Woman, you have a blind man driving a Ferrari. What else you got? Well, I got Avengers Volcano Season. Green light. It's the truth.
I'm telling you.
Next.
Now, this one sounds really good, actually. Opening May 31st. It's just called Ma.
What?
Did anybody hear about this one?
Oh, Ma. That's the one with, what's that actress's name?
Octavia Spencer.
Yes.
Now, this is, I mean, I hope this is okay. This is the genre they're calling it, is black horror.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
So not like Get Out in these types of movies. Octavia Spencer stars as Sue Ann, who takes the local teenagers under her wing, allowing them to party at her house.
Hold on. Give that to me. Give this to me. You're not doing this right. Give it to me. Pass it to me. You're not doing this right. This guy's doing movie previews, and it's putting everyone to sleep. You need to do this right.
No, but this is
right.
Good.
Hold on.
That synopsis is good.
In a world. No, like, you need to do this right.
I was doing me like Richard Roper.
It's difficult to tell based solely. Like, you need to really get into it. Okay. Do it right. Okay,
here we go.
God damn it.
Spencer stars as Sue Ann.
Yes.
Who takes the local teenagers under her wing.
Yes.
Allowing them to party at her house.
Yes.
At first, it's a dream come true for the teens, but Sue Ann's intentions aren't as pure as they seem.
Little tortilla boy.
I've seen the trailer. You should see the trailer. It looks good.
Scary. That's okay, yeah, but you see cool. My yes. point? Like, David, you were sitting here and we made eye contact and he was doing the Godzilla and I was like, a terrifying monster takes over Tokyo. End movie. Yeah, Roberto, I mean, I need a little sizzle.
All right.
Next.
In a world where you need bourbon, check out Copper Craft Distillery. Seriously, guys, Copper Craft Distillery, west side of the state in Holland, Michigan. They've been killing it, winning all sorts of awards. And, you know, we just talked about some of these movies and some of these award-winning pictures over the years. That's Copper Craft with their department of bourbon, of whiskey, of vodka, of gin. They're winning all sorts of awards. And if you haven't checked them out by now, check out your local retailer, your local restaurant. Of course, you guys have heard Comerica Park, Wright Field, at the Copper Craft Distillery bar up there. It's a lot of fun. But Copper Craft Distillery, Holland, Michigan, whatever your drink of choice is, check it out and try Copper Craft for yourself. Copper Craft Distillery, Holland, Michigan.
Maybe this one will sizzle me.
Coming summer.
Coming May 31st.
A story you won't fucking believe. Rocket Man.
No.
What?
The movie of the life of Elton John.
Oh, because that's what I want. Philadelphia Freedom. No, I'm good.
So, yeah, are we getting kind of crazy with the music movie?
We are. But again,
everyone's getting a freaking movie.
And I saw the Queen one. It was but here's the problem. It didn't tell me anything I didn't already know.
Right.
That is a massive problem. If you're going to take 2 hours and make it a Freddie Mercury primary film, I need things I don't know. You need to basically give me every autobiography, every book, every documentary. You need to make me go, wow, that's a new side I didn't know. Wow. And again, here's another problem. And that movie took heavy criticism, and they should have. There's no reason in 2008. Now, first of all, there's no reason ever to do it. But it's clear our world is way behind in the times. But 2019, why did they need to straight wash Freddie Mercury? Mm-hmm. Newsflash, we know he's gay. Because, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but we're not the audience they're targeting. They're targeting like my son's age, 12, 13. They don't know who Queen is. They don't know the music. Now they're buying every Queen album, and they did it the right way because now the legend of the band is bigger than it's ever been.
In a world where you wear leather pants, this situation's just too tight.
No Elton John movie for you.
No, because I don't give a shit. I think Elton John's terrible.
Are you going to hold out for the George Michael movie?
Yeah.
Duran Duran.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Wham.
Wesley Snipes as David Hull.
You know, there was a time
Jim Carrey as Mike Sullivan. Ring this Christmas bell.
I don't know if you knew this. At one time, George Michael had a partner. They were called Wham.
Right. Did you know George Michael spent the last 10 years of his career watching TV? Yeah. No, I'm serious. This summer, channel changer.
Okay.
Next.
Here we go. June 14th, directed by F. Gary Gray.
Who?
Men in Black International.
Enough. I mean, can we have an original idea? Tommy Lee Jones is 100.
He ain't in. He's not in it anymore, I don't think.
No, now it's a new cast. It's Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
And Chris Hemsworth, who was Thor.
Mm-hmm. And Tessa Thompson was also in a movie, one of the Avengers movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thor movies or something.
When the main character gets too old, replace him with a sex symbol. This summer, Men in Black. Fuck you.
Like, I want to make a movie again?
I want to see if you're going to give my movie.
International.
International.
I mean, it's no, none of this is interesting. Keep going. I need something.
June 21st.
Oh, you skipped over my movie.
What is it?
June 14th.
What?
Shaft. There's another Shaft movie coming out this summer.
I didn't know that.
Yes. It's about his grandson or whatever. He finds out he has a grandson. It's great.
I mean, at this point, why don't we just remake Action Jackson?
How do you like your ribs?
It's Samuel L. Jackson, and it would be his son?
It would be Samuel L.'s son, yes, exactly.
Shaft Jr.
There are all three of them, and they're in it. All three Shafts are in it.
You ever see Action Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid,
Do you remember that when Carl Weathers turns around with the flamethrower, and he literally asks the guy he's about to torch, how do you like your ribs?
Dude, that's one of those movies that's so cheesy, like Sully wouldn't even make it through it.
Give me this summer's oh my God, you know, Nicholson's in it, DiCaprio's in it.
Okay, I'll jump to that one.
Jesus.
There is one.
Anything. Give me Daniel Craig in a Speedo, something.
Here we go. Opening July 26th.
That's the Saratoga season. This better be good.
Directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Ooh,
I'm listening. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This sounds good. The movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
You're not doing it right.
Come on. God, I got to do this voice every time.
DiCaprio. Pitt. DiCaprio. Get your ass in the theater.
If Sully had to do Kuiper, you have to do movie voice.
Dude, come on.
Okay, so DiCaprio and Pitt star as a struggling actor and his longtime stunt double, who just so happened to be next-door neighbors to Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski at the time of the Manson family murder.
Yes, I'm all in. See, I am in for this. I am in for, what is that, July 26th?
That's my birthday weekend. Let's go.
Ooh, that's a Friday night. Mm. Oh, man, you know what I could do? Saratoga's got two dark days now, Monday and Tuesday. Mm. I can make one of those a little theater day, little date.
And as a quick side note on that, I just remembered that. A music note to that. Did you know the Nine Inch Nails album, Downward Spiral, was recorded in that house that those murders took place in?
Really?
Yeah, he moved into the house and recorded the album there.
Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
Look out.
What a crazy guy, man.
Wow.
Okay, let me give you one more. I saw the trailer for this when I was at the theater a few months ago. It's a movie called Yesterday, coming out June 28th.
What type of theater was this?
in the adult theater? No. It basically
coming
is,
this summer, you.
It's a movie about a musician who discovers he's the only person who knows the discography of the Beatles. So he wakes up one morning and the Beatles never existed. Nobody knows who they are. So he starts.
Sounds like my type of thing.
I know, right? Is this a world I can live in?
Yeah, you guys are like, oh, yeah. And then the movie ends.
Yeah.
No, but so he starts to sing these songs just around people, and then he explodes, and everyone thinks that he has written the entire Beatles catalog.
Who's
and
in
he's
this?
The biggest star in the world.
This sounds like it's one of those Tribeca Film Festival hits.
Totally.
So no one will actually see this
Yeah,
film.
And there's no one real famous in it.
But you will go and see this.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. Yeah, yeah,
it's music.
What independent theater are you going to see that in? Yeah. Oh, it's opening August 10th at the Waterloo. What's the Waterloo? You don't know about the Waterloo? It's a 10-seat theater. It's a pop-up.
You know, it's funny. It always reminds me of the day it came out, I think, when Metallica put out that documentary film. Remember that one?
I watched that, and it made me hate Metallica.
I saw it in the theater.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was me and one other guy.
But hold on. Now, you know why that movie pissed me off? Nobody wants to see grown men lament how hard their life is as they are, arguably, I don't want to upset anyone, but you could say they were and are the number one rock band of a generation. Like,
I'd say ever.
Oh, I just can't bear to talk to James. And meanwhile, Hatfield's like crushing vodka, hunting bears in Russia, finding himself. And Lars Ulrich is like turning into an old lady in front of your eyes and talking to his dad, who's like 120. Guys, do me a favor. Get in a room, smash some shit, make some music.
Well, yeah, and then
San Anselm sucked.
Yeah, that was the worst album. But they bring in this performance coach, a guy that's worked with, like, you know, pro ball teams.
He was like
stuff,
Dr. Drew of,
and
like,
he
music.
He wears, like, Coogee sweaters every day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
See, what you're not understanding,
Cosby
Lars,
sweater.
You're not understanding James' feelings. And you know what there, Dr. Lovejoy? The person watching this wants to put a bullet in their television. They just want Metallica to make some more goddamn music.
Very, way too introspective.
Holy shit.
They dissected the crap out of the band, the songs. I mean, it was unbelievable.
But then it was all about Ulrich and Hatfield talking about how much their feelings were hurt by the other. Who wants to watch that?
Billionaires fighting.
I watched it, and it made me hate them. And it made me sad, because Metallica has some of the greatest rock catalog of all time.
They won me back. The next two albums after that were very good, so they won me back.
Well, shit. Maybe you should write James Hatfield.
Because they started working with Rick Rubin. That was a good choice.
It's always a good
Rick.
Move. Right. All right. What else? Quickly.
So the last one on the list here is, again, we talked about this earlier, Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, August 2nd.
All right. So now we can't do every movie releasing this summer. And I know your hipster film. I'm very excited for you and your Beatles catalog. Give us one more that could be. Now, the Hobbs and Shaw thing, great. That's The Rock. That's why it look. Anything The Rock touches turns to gold. Hobbs and Shaw will gross. I have no interest. Even though Rock is almost too likable. I feel like he has to have a dark side, but he doesn't. Yeah. Like, I think he's just a really good dude. But I'm not going to see that movie. Give me, if Hobbs and Shaw isn't the blockbuster of the summer, what is?
Well, you're not going to want to hear this, but I'm sure that the blockbuster of the summer is
Avengers.
Going to be, and it will make this list. It'll probably be like crazy, because the rest of them are crazy grossing movies. Toy Story 4, June 21st.
All right.
These are just sequels the whole summer.
Because what did I say at the beginning of this? They have run out of ideas because they have turned into the iTunes of movies now. Like, it's all about... Forget your album. Nobody wants to hear your journey. There is no 14-song epilogue. It's all singles, downloads. Give me my 99 cents. Like, that's it.
I expected some of them to be, but my God, it's like every movie, one of them.
Because they're taking the same formula and just trying, how do we hit a mark? They're not making movies anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this, and I'll get made fun of. I don't care. The original Toy Story, still one of my favorite movies
it's
of all
great
time.
No, I was going to ask that.
Still.
Do we agree that that's not just a children's movie? Those can be adult movies as well.
Absolutely. Because
you can walk away with something about it. And
there was adult humor in there.
Right. And some of them, I weeped a little bit at a couple of them.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm a messed up person, all right?
All right. You channeled the inner pain. But, like, No, I thought the original Toy Story was kick-ass. And yeah, I had two little sisters, so you end up watching a lot of movies. But it's fun now introducing that to my niece. And now she has a Buzz Lightyear. And it's like, look, that was a kick-ass film, but I don't think we need part four. Like, remember when it used to be the only movies that had parts three and four were like Freddy Krueger and Jason? Yes. And like, I don't think these need this. You may as well re-release the original Toy Story. Who would know the difference?
Yep, I agree.
All right, so that's the blockbuster Toy Story 4.
I think that will be the biggest of these lists.
All right, let's wrap this puppy up then. Thanks for listening, as always. Always Aggravated. Good to see that I basically hate every movie coming out. Download it. Subscribe to it. Pass it on. Your support gives us the ability to keep doing these things. And yes, eventually, when we grow this, to do two a week. So, yeah, that's the deal. We'll talk to you next week.